Fathers cast love letters. As a child, I was very curious. One of the things I did to satisfy my curiosity was treasure hunting in the house. I was sure there were secrets father and mother kept hidden from me in the house. One day, home alone, I decided to go treasure hunting again. This time my target was father's study. I searched the room thoroughly. Finally, in a deep corner of one of the drawers, I found some documents wrapped up in a plastic bag. When I unwrapped the stuff, some old handwritten letters greeted my eyes. I could hardly wait to read. I browsed through one letter after another. I came to see that they were all love letters, and that they were addressed to a woman called Slender. The handwriting was, without a doubt, my father's. Some burning questions popped into my head. Who was this woman? Why wasn't father writing to mother? Was father having an affair? Oh my God, I'd found some big secrets this time. No sooner had mother returned home from work than I shared my discovery with her. Not only that, but also I showed her all the letters I'd found. To my surprise, mother didn't get as furious as I had expected. Instead, she was a bit amused. She took over all the letters from me and put them away. I bet father would have to face the music when he was back. After father was back, at dinner, mother returned all the letters to him and asked him to take good care of them. Then, without a trace of shame, she betrayed me, seeing that I had been sneaking through father's personal stuff. Father blushed instantly at mother's revelation. After dinner, father gave me a lengthy lecture on the importance of respecting others' privacy. By then, the puzzle on my mind had been building to a point where I thought my head was going to burst. Why was that? Although what mother had done stunned me, I still respected her for her great tolerance. However, it was still beyond me that she didn't even feel a thing about father's writing passionate love letters to a woman called Slender. Years passed after the letter incident. One day, I was home alone. I started treasure hunting again in the house. In mother's study, I found one of her old notebooks used in her college days. Written on the cover of the notebook was mother's full name. But inside the notebook, I found out that mother had a nickname. It was Slender. All her friends had called her by that. All of a sudden, all the details of the letter incident sprang back to mind. Mother's reaction to my discovery, father's blushing face, and so on. Oh, Lord, what a fool I had been.